Hello, Adam Hemmings with What's Making News. The coronavirus crisis is causing major headaches for the state government, with two cruise ships anchored off Fremantle not allowed to come into port. The Magnifica has been refused entry to Dubai, while the Artania is seeking assistance for 25 sick passengers and crew. WA health officials have boarded that vessel to test the group. The state government is now seeking federal assistance. The Vasco da Gama is set to arrive on Friday, and Premier Mark McGowan says Rottnest has been activated as isolation island for the Aussie passengers.
All Australians, including the West Australians, will be immediately transferred to Rottnest Island for 14 days of self-isolation. In the last 2 days, we have cleared the island of visitors and made arrangements for accommodation, catering and security.
WA's number of confirmed coronavirus cases has risen by 30. Health Minister Roger Cook says it takes the state's tally to 205.
Of these new cases, five are passengers from cruise ships, one from the Ruby Princess, one from the Celebrity Solstice, two from the Mediterranean Costa, and one from Voyager of the Seas.
In other developments today, the state government has confirmed hotels, hostels, B&Bs and caravan parks will be allowed to stay open to ensure everyone has a place to stay. It's also enforcing alcohol restrictions, while all elective surgery is stopping across the country from midnight tonight, except for Category 1 and urgent Category 2 cases. In sport, the Australian Olympic Committee is welcoming the postponement of the Tokyo Games, which are now set to go ahead next year. CEO Matt Carroll says there'll be challenges to get over, but he's confident the event will be better than ever.
The AOC recognises that the Games organisers have an enormous task ahead of them, but have no doubt that Japan will put on the greatest Olympic Games ever and provide an opportunity for the world to reconnect in a spirit of unity and hope.
Perth's weather, down to 20 tonight, partly cloudy, 37 the top tomorrow, partly cloudy on Friday with a top of 29, and then for the weekend, partly cloudy, 25 Saturday, getting up to a sunny 27 on Sunday. You can get news on demand by downloading our app or by asking your smart speaker.